Hey there, welcome to the LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Matt Dumont, an LSAT teacher and tutor at the LSAT Demon, and now a rising 3L at the University of Maryland. With me is Pushkar Chobel, a teacher and tutor at the LSAT Demon, and someone who's about to start law school at Columbia in the fall. How's it going, Pushkar?
Doing great. Thanks, Matt. How are yourself?
I'm good. You excited to start school?
I am pumped. There's mixed feelings, but it's mostly good.
Mostly good. Yeah, that sounds about right. Awesome. So we got an email today from A that says, "Hi, team. First, I would like to say how grateful I am for these free classes and material you all publish, such as the one-hour LSAT class I just attended." Awesome. You're welcome. Take advantage of all the free materials that we provide. He says, "Here's my question for y'all. I wonder if taking a gap year to space out LSAT prep and work as a software engineer after graduating this fall would be a good idea before entering law school. I'll be turning 27 in August, and if I achieve a high 170 score, I will be applying this September. If I don't achieve that score, I will take the gap year regardless to make sure that I reach the score I want and apply early and broadly. I'm not sure if there's any implicit age bias in OCIs, that's on-campus interviews, and summer associate hirings, and would like to know your opinion. I'm probably overthinking this, as hiring managers won't be able to tell the difference between a graduating 31 or 32-year-old. Still, I am curious if y'all know of any age bias in the industry. Thanks so much for all the advice, and a shout out to the Demon team for doing what they do. You all make the test fun by showing how easy it is. All the best, A." I think there's a lot of great questions in there. And so, Pushkar, I'm going to turn it right over to you. What do you think?
Sounds good. Thank you, Matt. Well, first of all, A, great job making use of our materials and, you know, keep taking advantage of all that content that we put out there. I will say my initial inclination here is that, you know, if you're going into law school at around the age 27, 28 range, that's really not going to be that old for big law. And if anything, that's going to be a strength. It means that you've had some years of experience. You had, what is that, like 5 or 6 years of work experience at this point. You've been working in teams. You have problem solving experience. These are definitely going to be pluses on your application. So I would not be spooked by this at all. If anything, big law, it's going to make you more attractive for big law, again, in this kind of range.
Yeah, I want to agree with a lot of the points that you just said. I think that having substantive work experience can be really beneficial. I know that it's some of the things that got me jobs for summer things. Now, I didn't do summers at firms. That's just not where I went with my career. It's not where I'm going with my career. But I know plenty of people who are working at firms right now who are 5, 6, 8 years out of school before they went to law school. So I agree. I think that there's some real benefit there to having work experience. And do you want to speak about the hiring manager thing, what they can talk about?
Yeah, I mean, that's not going to make a huge difference. They're not really going to be able to tell. All they're looking for, again, is on your resume, do you have substantive good work experience? And, you know, it's a very, very small factor in the grand scheme of things, right? The things that really do matter for big law recruitment are, where what school you go to, how well you do in your class, what kind of extracurriculars are you in? Are you on law review? That kind of thing. So these factors are going to weigh much, much higher than any kind of age bias.
Yeah, I think there's maybe a parallel there. Where we keep talking about, like, hey, show up with your best LSAT score. And I think A is on that train in order to get into law school. In order to get into big law, if you show up with, like, you're in the top 5% of your class, they're not going to care, again, so much about your age because you're showing up with the scoreboard, right? Like Nathan says, scoreboard, I got my 170 plus whatever. They're going to be looking at your grades and, like you said, the law review, those kind of things are so much more important than a year gap year. I also want to point out that, like, this person being 27 or 28 when they start is right within the average of what people go to law school with. The sort of average age is like 24 to 28. There are certainly people that go straight from K through JD, but there's plenty of people that get another degree before they go to law school or work for 5-6 years before they go to law school. And so I don't even think this person is necessarily old.
I totally agree with you. I'm 25 now. I'm starting law school in the fall. I took 4 years off to work and get some work experience. And I think that's part of why I got in, into a decent school is because like I have a track record that I've done well in an industry. So I'm a much, you're a less riskier bet than someone who hasn't had that work experience.
Yeah. And now, again, that's not to say that people don't go straight through and don't have wild success, being a 21-year-old in law school and doing those kind of things. But I think the law schools find benefit from a diverse classroom based on work experience. And so are the law firms. They're going to go, oh, this person knows how to get stuff done on a deadline because they've worked in this kind of capacity. Great. And I think software engineer, right? This person is a software engineer. I think that that's going to be beneficial experience to a lot of places, especially if they want to go into any sort of technical lawyering, like that kind of stuff. So I want to add a caveat to the age sort of bias thing. Now, of course, age bias is illegal. You're not allowed to not hire someone because of their age. But I think that is a factor they're going to consider. If they know, for instance, that you're 40 or 45, that doesn't mean they're not going to hire you even at a big law firm. But I think it's going to cross their mind that you might not have as long of a career at that firm of like 30 years compared to a person who's in their 20s or even early 30s. I think that when you start getting like a decade over what this person is talking about, then it might become a factor they consider, but I still don't think it's going to eliminate you from consideration.
Absolutely.
Any additional thoughts for this person on this issue?
Just to recap here, right? If you're talking about the 27, 28 year old range, it's not going to be a huge factor. I don't think you should be stressing about this at all. You're coming with really good work experience as a software engineer. It shows me you've worked in teams before. You have problem solving skills. You're detail oriented. These are all very big pluses that are going in your direction. So, don't stress out about this at all.
Yeah. I want to double down on this. And if anything, you're approaching this from the right way, take the gap year to get your best LSAT score so that you're a different type of candidate. And so that will open up these doors to the jobs that you're interested in. That is going to have a much bigger impact on your availability to the big law jobs, more so than this extra year of waiting. So much more. Okay, awesome. Just want to say thanks to A for writing in. Pushkar, always a pleasure to see you and be on the pod with you. I hope that you have a great fall coming up, yeah?
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I hope you have a great summer as well.
Thanks. If you'd like to be on the show, email daily@lsatdemon.com. If you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news, thanks for listening.